Part 3. You will hear part of a radio interview with an economist. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
Today we have the economist Jim Bauer in the studio. Jim, according to the government's Women and Work Commission, women are still earning 17% less than men. Now the government has released new policies to tackle gender inequalities in pay, but will they be enough?
Well, according to the Fawcett Society, under the current system it will take about 80 years before women working full-time earn as much as their male counterparts, and 140 years before part-time female workers catch up with men. Despite girls consistently outperforming boys at GCSE, A-level and degree, findings show that within 3 years of graduating, women are still earning less than men.
So would you say that inequality starts in the classroom?
According to the Equal Opportunities Commission, 15% of young people in school are neither given advice nor encouraged into work experience placements in professions dominated by the opposite sex. The government's response in schools is being praised by most and involves introducing new schemes to give young girls better understanding of the wider choice of careers available to them. But there is still room for improvement.
Do you think that the government is missing the point?
Well, instead of closing the gap between wages of men and women in careers that require similar skill levels, the government is instead planning to spend £20 million to raise the skill level of women working in these roles, encouraging them to change careers altogether. This policy will only reduce the available woman power in these lower paid jobs. What we have to do is revalue the kind of work that women are doing, such as cleaning, catering, and caring for others. We've got to value it more highly.
Is it true to say that children cost mothers more than fathers?
According to the London School of Economics, mothers who returned to their previous jobs as part-timers quickly fell behind their male colleagues financially, and those that entered new jobs on a part-time basis did even worse. Currently, many companies still conform to stuffed shirt policies that have no openings for part-time workers in senior positions. This is forcing a large workforce of highly skilled and qualified women with young children out of the boardroom because they cannot deliver a 40-plus hour week and into jobs below their capabilities. Basically, the whole system still needs further reform if women are to have equal rights in the workplace and be able to bring up a family too.
I'm afraid that's all we have time for today. Jim, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Now you'll hear part 3 again.
Today we have the economist Jim Bauer in the studio. Jim, according to the government's Women and Work Commission, women are still earning 17% less than men. Now, the government has released new policies to tackle gender inequalities in pay, but will they be enough?
Well, according to the Fawcett Society, under the current system, it will take about 80 years before women working full-time earn as much as their male counterparts, and 140 years before part-time female workers catch up with men. Despite girls consistently outperforming boys at GCSE, A-level and degree, findings show that within 3 years of graduating, women are still earning less than men.
So would you say that inequality starts in the classroom?
According to the Equal Opportunities Commission, 15% of young people in school are neither given advice nor encouraged into work experience placements in professions dominated by the opposite sex. The government's response in schools is being praised by most and involves introducing new schemes to give young girls better understanding of the wider choice of careers available to them. But there is still room for improvement.
Do you think that the government is missing the point?
Well, instead of closing the gap between wages of men and women in careers that require similar skill levels, the government is instead planning to spend £20 million to raise the skill level of women working in these roles, encouraging them to change careers altogether. This policy will only reduce the available woman power in these lower paid jobs. What we have to do is revalue the kind of work that women are doing, such as cleaning, catering, and caring for others. We've got to value it more highly.
Is it true to say that children cost mothers more than fathers?
According to the London School of Economics, mothers who returned to their previous jobs as part-timers quickly fell behind their male colleagues financially, and those that entered new jobs on a part-time basis did even worse. Currently, many companies still conform to stuffed shirt policies that have no openings for part-time workers in senior positions. This is forcing a large workforce of highly skilled and qualified women with young children out of the boardroom because they cannot deliver a 40-plus hour week and into jobs below their capabilities. Basically, the whole system still needs further reform if women are to have equal rights in the workplace and be able to bring up a family too.
I'm afraid that's all we have time for today. Jim, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
That's the end of part 3.